Starting in 3, 2, 1.
What's it, everyone? What's It Fest is the newest music festival here in Houston this summer. And right here I have three members of the committee for What's It.
I'm Kiko. I play in the band called The Kiddos. I'm also one of the What's It committees, the Wamidi, if you will.
I'm Miguel. I'm a photographer and I dabble in anything else that I can do creatively. I'm also a part of the Wamidi.
The Wamidi.
Hey, yo, my name is Mike. Michael Lucio. Mike's your prime. I'm also part of the What's It Fest committee. I guess I'm the leader of the What's It Fest committee. I play guitar in the new shop. I play drums for More Perfect Union. Sometimes I play drums for the Kiddos. I'm going to be playing drums for Andy. It's going to be a busy weekend. It's going to be a good time.
So what is What's It?
What is What's It? Oh, man. How do we answer this question, guys? What is What's
It? What is it? Like, what is it really?
What the fuck is What's It?
What the fuck is it?
It's a great summer getaway in Houston. It's a music festival, but it's more than that. It's like it's a vacation. Think of it as like the summer when you were young. It's like discovery. It's all about empowering and music vibes. You know what I'm saying? That is What's It. I think, I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, that's it. You covered it.
He did it.
That's it. No, the podcast over.
Period.
Credits.
Thank you for watching. Subscribe.
It is, like you said, it's a festival. It's 3 days of music.
When is it?
Times. July 18th, 19th, and 20th. The 18th it will be at Secret Group. Very well-known venue for a bunch of very punk people.
Wonderful
venue. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. Second day, July 19th, is at White Oak Music Hall.
White Oak Music Hall. Wonderful venue.
Downstairs, if you would believe it or not.
Downstairs. Wonderful venue.
Yeah. And then July 20th is at St. Arnold's Brewery.
Another wonderful venue.
St. Arnold, sponsor us. Sponsor
us. St. Arnold's. This is not a St. Arnold's drink, but it's a drink.
We love your citrus boom and the citrus shandy.
Booming.
And no, it's Tropic Broom.
Tropic Broom.
I'm fake.
Okay, he's fake. He's a fake fan. Don't sponsor us anymore. We're done.
That's it. Cut the cameras.
So where can people buy tickets for What's It?
Oh, man. Tickets? So fortunately for us, St. Arnold's is free. So day 3 of the festival, you just walk in, have a good time, shop with some vendors, enjoy the music, all that stuff. However, for the first 2 days, for Secret Group, you're going to have to go to Eventbrite. It's Eventbrite, right? Or what is it called?
Ticketmaster.
No, Ticketmaster is White Oak. You're going to have to go to Eventbrite, get your tickets there. For White Oak Music Hall, you can also get it from Ticketmaster. But fortunately for us, we have a link tree. You can just go to any one of our social medias, whether it be Instagram or TikTok. You can go ahead and get your tickets from right there.
Who's performing at this festival?
For Secret Group, we have Houston's own Mars Alva, First Night headlining. We have up-and-coming artist Young Wabo. Following him before, like he goes before. You know what's it called?
Co-headliner.
Pre-game headliner.
He's the pre-game headliner, baby.
And then we got Sasser.
No, I think it was Azul. Oh, never mind, go ahead.
No. Azul. Sasser.
I don't think it was Sasser, but we'll go with Sasser.
Valhalla. The Shrooms. A More Perfect Union.
That's my band.
That's his band. That's his first night performing out of three.
Don?
Like 6 times.
Okay. All right.
One time he's just going to go up there and do a comedy show.
Yeah, that one too.
He's actually going to beatbox the whole thing.
And the whole Kiko's going to freestyle behind him. That'll be the opening act.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we have Ari and the Skeletonists.
Ari and the Skeletonists.
Shout out. And then Los Calaveras opening up the night. A big night.
Are we missing?
It's a lot.
I think that's everyone for day 1.
That's everyone for day 1.
Oh,
that's
my
just
God.
Day 1.
That's day 1.
Just that's day 1, everyone.
What?
Wow.
What's
you better
it?
Open what, up that
for $16?
Pit. I better see you on the
$16.
That's crazy.
Imagine that. You can have a good time. Nice, safe. You're with a bunch of friends. You enjoy some live music.
Support local.
Support Miguel, local.
Who's playing night two?
You know what? I'll let my man Kiko handle this.
Oh, Kiko, tell us who's playing night two.
We got the boys from Dallas.
Boys from Dallas?
Yeah. We got Slow Joy in the house coming down.
Yeah.
We got Orion
224.
We got Elevator Days.
Shout out to those guys.
We got Midnight Beverage.
Wait a minute, Beverage.
We got Rosie.
Rosie, they're always Rosie.
We got Ghost Slugs from Lubbock. We got New Shop, not the old shop, the new shop.
He said not the old.
We got Jade. We got Telebastards.
Maybe Telling.
We got the kiddos, which is me.
That's him.
We got Midnight Spies.
Midnight Spies.
We got Midnight Spies. Opening up.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute.
You gotta run this crazy.
They opening up.
What are we talking about?
What are we doing?
What's the fest?
Downstairs. What's it?
What's the fest? Show up. best summer festival in all of Houston.
It's one of the
ready
boys.
It's gonna be the biggest festival from Houston ever.
Ever.
He said that.
Be part of history and pull up to the very first one. Yeah.
Yes. So
third one. Call it the first official one.
Downstairs, Wide Oak. Next year, maybe the outside. Maybe.
It will be.
It will be.
Not yeah.
I mean,
We're taking over. Who got day three?
We got Junkyard Cat.
Oh, yeah.
We got Segovia.
Woo!
We got Sefer Island. We got Shelby Rugar. Yeah. We got Andy Land. We got Blair. Milo and the Island. Or is it Milo and the Island? Figure Pelosi. We got too many groups.
Andy Land?
I already said Andy Land. Francisco Flowers.
Sefer Island?
I already said Sefer Island. Look, there's going to be a lot of bands.
There's too many to remember.
It's too many. Just know, it's going to be a good time. Child Legacy.
Shout out.
Child Legacy. And Uncle Tino. Uncle Tino especially.
So what inspired What's It First?
I'll take a drink on that first real quick. Oh, cheers. Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
You did think out.
I'm sorry. Everybody, Ulysses from inside the north side. He's dipping out, everybody.
Hey guys, I gotta dip out. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, yo, what's up, bro? Hey, tell the pod, Ulysses, sell that pod real quick.
All right, guys, what's up? My name is Inside the North Side
Podcast. You can find me.
No, I got it. Yeah, you can do it.
Oh man, I'm sorry, took the tip off.
All right, hold on.
Not the tip.
All right, all right.
Anyways,
all right.
You guys can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Apple Music. You can find a couple episodes on YouTube. Check out Inside the Northside Podcast. We got Kiko on there. We got Mike. We got Street Cat. We got all these motherfuckers on here. Hey, bro, is somebody pissing that?
I was rooting.
Oh, that's water. All right.
Go
all right,
home.
Guys, sign out. See y'all later.
Get home safely, brother. What inspired What's It Fest? Okay, now that we have some good jokes, time to get a little deep in here. So What's It Fest was started back in 2016 after a good friend of mine passed away. We had the first festival to honor his memory. You know, it was just a great way to really celebrate the life and a really important musician in the community, but also a really close friend that we love dearly. We had one the following year as the second one, but after 2017, it disappeared, unfortunately. But now, it's a great opportunity to bring it back, not just in the memory of, you know, my best friend and my brother that I was in bands with for almost my whole life, but for everybody to create a memory out of the festival that, you know, they could just remember every summer, every time it comes around, What's the Fest is, I remember being at the first one, or I remember being at the second one, or the third, the fourth, the fifth. So it just came from just wanting to bring a festival out that wasn't just about music, that wasn't just about vendors, that wasn't just about making a business out of it. It's about creating a memory with all of us.
Yeah, that's What's the Fest, baby.
Yes. So why is it called?
Goddamn!
Yeah!
Hell yeah, brother! Hell yeah, brother! You mean hell yeah!
Hell yeah, brother!
Hell yeah!
What?
Why is it called What's It?
It's called What's It because that very same friend, who I've known since we were 12 and 13, would always stutter with all his sentences, right? He would always just be like, what's it? At first, you know, we used to make fun of him about it. It was a nice, endearing joke. But when he passed, it became a nice way to remember him. So that's where the name of What's It came back. So it was always created to be an honor of him. As it evolved, it's become more of a thing to honor all the memories of everybody else that we've ever lost that enjoys music. So that's really neat. Thank you.
Nice, man. Pass the mic around and each of y'all tell me what y'all expect from What's It Fest.
I expect nothing more than to remember the weekend. Whether it's like 25 people there, whether it's 500 people there, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, you know, you don't want the 25, but
please don't let it be.
Please don't let it be 25.
Oh my
please,
God.
If literally 25 people are watching this, please show up.
Be the 25.
And be the 25.
Yes.
But I expect nothing more than to remember it because it is like the culmination of a lot of like meetings and a lot of back and forth and a lot of acquiring venues and
it's been a crazy time.
People wanting to play, people not wanting to play anymore. But that's okay. Yeah. We will make a great, great show, I think. I think it's going to be really cool.
A great
show. I want to do something that people are like, damn, I wish I went to that. Hmm. Don't be that person.
What I expect from What's It? What's It is the new motion, let me tell you. I expect large amounts of crowd, large amounts of people getting put on to other artists they may have not seen before. We've got such variety, you know, so I expect nothing but just a whole weekend of nothing but love and music and just, you know, it's crazy because everybody as a kid had that one summer where I was like pretty eventful. If I can go back to kids these days are saying summer 2016. Well, think of that, but like it's happening now, you know what I mean? So I expect just an impact for life, basically. And obviously, this is going to grow to something that's bigger than ourselves. And yeah, so I expect nothing but love, passion, music, camaraderie, and crossover fans. You know, we're going to have some hip-hop heads there. We're going to have some rock, some metal fans there, you know. So it gets a chance. And also, like, everyone's going to be on their A-game because these are pretty, like, signature Houston venues, you know what I mean? So everyone's going to bring their A-game. So it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. And yeah, so get your tickets now because when they're gone, they're gone.
All right. Get them now because your future is now.
Your future is now. Go stream it.
Your future is now.
Don't talk about
your future is now.
So
Screw the City by Nusha.
Oh shit, we're doing everything.
Focus on Screw the City.
What can people going to this festival expect from being there?
For being there?
Yeah.
Man.
What can they expect? Like,
the moment you walk in on night one at Secret Group, you're going to experience a lot of crazy music and a lot of either new things, a lot of familiar things. What you're going to see is a lot of people going on stage and putting all of their heart and energy out there to perform and entertain whatever audience decides to show up. You're going to see a lot of that throughout the weekend. All of these artists, they care about what they do, what they bring to the stage. Even if it's if it's an audience of 10 people, 2 people, if it's an audience of a couple hundred, they perform their asses off no matter what. So the moment you walk into any one of these shows, any one of those days, expect kick-ass show with a lot of artists and bands that just completely care about entertaining them. As well as a lot of different vendors. I mean, we got 50 coming out, almost 80? We'll see what's going on. We're still getting more. But yeah, just expect to have a good time.
Why should people go to What's It that weekend as opposed to doing other stuff?
I mean, why not? You know, what are you gonna do? I'm not gonna call out other groups, but you know, other than probably seeing my good boy over here perform, you know, with Centillion, there's really nothing else to do in Houston that weekend. So you make your choices here, but yeah, look, come out to What's It. Have some fun. You know, we're putting together this music festival, not just for, you know, friends of friends of friends, but for the Houston community to have a great time. I don't know of any other festival in Houston that has done this before, where we're basically, instead of bar hopping, we're venue hopping.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing it at some of these bands and artists and fans' favorite venues. Secret Group, White Oak, St. Arnold. So it's going to be a great time. Come out to What's It. Cheers to that.
Cheers, man.
Hey, hey.
Cheers.
Oi. Cheers. Oi.
I don't got a drink, but
this is my fourth drink, and I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, man. You should celebrate. You put together, like, a really, really, like, eventful weekend, you know, up ahead of us.
Mm.
So, do you expect to fill, like, what I like to call the festival gap here in Houston? I feel like we have, like, a little festival gap here, you know what I mean? There's no big festival.
Let me say something.
Go off, King.
Come on, man.
Okay. me personally, right? Growing up, I definitely had lots of festivals that were at the disposal in Houston. You had Vans Warped Tour that came by every year.
Free Press Summerfest.
Day for Night. Right? You had for a time, it was, what's the rave one? Freaky Deaky. Right? I think they moved now, but.
Yeah, they moved as well.
But they were here, and they were here for a reason, because people love to party somewhere that is, no offense to Houston, nowhere. Like, it's its own city. Like that. Like I've had this conversation with Joe. The culture of Houston isn't landmarks. It's not like we don't have the Empire State Building. We don't have the Golden Gate Bridge, right? We have like
refineries.
We have Screw. We have Screw, and we have like the Breakfast Club, and we have like the Chase Tower that everybody like goes up to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ours are very much like it's about the city, and we want to show that to other people. I don't necessarily expect to fill the gap of all these festivals, but I definitely want us to be something to do. Like, I want it to be like a, if we didn't go this year, hey, let's plan our next year right now kind of thing. Like, I want it to be like something that people look forward to at the very least. I guess I'm just saying.
There's no festival gap. There's a bunch, with all those festivals gone, there's nothing but artists trying to make their own festivals, and they're all wonderful. We had Spring Stock this last spring.
That's right, that's
they
right.
did one the fall before that. Jade Fest is going on right now. The Midnight Beverage just had their festival at Warehouse Live. Like, there's a ton of festivals that the Houston community and everybody, they just don't know about. So this is another one of those festivals to help remind everyone and bring awareness that we're all doing something out here. There is no festival gap. We're just trying to let you know that we're still here, and we're just trying to have a good time.
Any closing remarks about the festival before we close up?
H-Town, hold it down, baby.
Buy your tickets right now. H-Town.
I want you to sell it right now.
All right. Wait, sell it as if you were like one of those infomercial people from the radio.
I don't know. Hi. Hello. All right. Listen, Houston, it's hot. It's crazy out here, so come get wet and wild at the What's It Fest, a three-day festival.
What's it?
Buy your tickets right now. It's going to be a three-day-long festival. It's going to be lit. We got alternative. We got rap. We got metal. We got everything you need is at this festival. So come on down. Come on down on night one to Secret Group, and then night two at White Oak Downstairs. And then night three at St. Arnold's. It's going to be lit. St. Arnold, day three is free. Come out, you know, and let's rock out. Let's vibe out. Let's jam out. Let's have a really good time. Let's make this something that is unforgettable and that'll leave a lasting remark on everybody there. So please get your ticket right now. It's for the city. We out here doing it. What's it? Mic drop. I would drop it, but I think that would hurt y'all's ears. Hold on. Let me go drink. All right. Let me pass my... That's my main man.
Please come. Let's please show.
Please come.
Please come. But yeah, just clip that. Just that.
Just please come. Please.
Listen. Everything that's run that's big in the city is run by the city. The city sucks. Please let people do local shows. Show up. Please show that local shows can work. That we can put together festivals and do things that are as big as whatever these city events are. Thank you.
What the fuck is it? Even is it, man? What is it? Now, in closing, guys, we're going to throw a pretty big festival. And hopefully it's the first of many. We hope to see everybody out there. Have a good time. Check out all the bands that we booked out. And come out to check out all the venues as well. You know, this is a moment in time, you know, we're nothing different and we're nothing new, but it's more of what's good about the same. And let's hope to see you guys out there and have fun with us.
Oh, yeah,
have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? Cheers to that, yo. So what's the fest, baby?
What's the fest?
What's the fest 2025 right there? 25.
All right, everyone watching and listening, this has been the three members of the What's It Committee.
Hey, yo.
Thank you guys for being on. This has been a Street Couch Podcast. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good life.
Peace.
Peace.